perverseness, you need to put back in its place by loosing a spirit of cleanliness, a spirit of purity, a spirit of holiness.
Yes, holiness, yes.
So you've got to fight the battle, but, you know, when you do the first aid, you've got to bring in the answer.
Yes, and just the fact that you are trying, God is going to help you, and Holy Spirit is going to come to your aid. And we're not going to have everything perfect at the beginning, and Darren and I want to tell you that. We're learning right along with you, and God is adding on to my list daily that I started. And that's fine, and it's okay if you don't know the exact words to say. God will help you. Just the very fact that you are desirous of His will in your life. That's what's important.
I want to say this. When you bind an evil spirit, and we're going to give you quite a list here, send them to the dry places of the earth, but be sure when you say, I command this spirit in the name of Jesus to leave, you know, yourself or somebody else or a situation or a room or a place, you need to send them, give them direction, send them to the dry places of the earth, turn right around and say, I loose. And you put the spirits there that you want to operate in the place of that evil presence.
Yes, that's right.
You loose the good spirits, you bind the bad ones, but send the bad ones on the way with specific direction.
Yes, and that loosing is to permit. That word loose means to permit. So you're permitting those things to come into your spirit that are good for you. And the word bind, it means to forbid. You forbid anything that is derogatory for your life to come in.
We also have a specific teaching on a tape message called Binding and Loosing the Keys.
Yes,
right?
Keys to the Kingdom.
Keys to the Kingdom. And, you know, Jesus said in Matthew, He said, seek first the Kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. Today we're going to give you that application.
Yes, well, let's start with this list. And it's not one of my favorite teachings, but I think it's important that you be aware, made aware of some of the evil spirits. And I did the same here as I went looking for the good, godly spirits that we talked about in our last teaching, that I went and looked for the evil spirits. And they're listed in your Strong's Concordance or in your dictionary. And these are evil spirits. They come from the devil, and they are of the kingdom of darkness. And the first one I found, Darren, is in Numbers 5:14, and it was a spirit of jealousy. And we have jealousy all over the place. We have suspicion, we have hatred, anxiety, and especially covetousness. I know Malcolm Smith one time says, there are some religious people that say they have never broken the Ten Commandments. And he says, I know one of those commandments that has been broken by every human being, and that is thou shalt not covet. And at one point in everybody's life, they have wanted. And that spirit of jealousy also is in covetousness. So would you like to talk about the next one, the familiar spirit?
Well, I would, but along with this teaching, I want to tell you, the root of the problem always comes in the spirit world.
That's the cause
of the problem, be it good or bad, is found in the spirit world. So, for example, if you want that spirit of jealousy to leave, that needs to be bound and cast out and sent on its way. And then I put a spirit of holiness in its place. Mm-hmm. I mean, by their fruits you shall know them. So if you see a person that's jealous and cantankerous and, you know, they're always focusing on themselves and they're always tearing somebody else down, you're probably looking at a spirit of jealousy. But that thing can be bound by knowledgeable Christians, cast out of that other person's life or out of your own life. God can take that thing on it, and you can win through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Then we have a familiar spirit, and we'll find that, of course. That's a Strong's number 178. And this can be compared to a ghost or a former occupant of a dwelling.
Now,
and Barbara, you have some recent insight on that.
Well, we were with a couple the other night, and their children had moved into a house where a man had committed suicide. And so the young woman of the house, the wife, had felt what she thought was his ghost in the house. And of course, they had cleansed it right away. Darren, we were talking about that, and I don't believe it's the ghost of the actual man who died. And that's what familiar spirit is. It takes on the characteristic of that person that has died, or the person committed suicide, been murdered. And so many, you've heard stories of people, we moved into this house and somebody had died here and we could feel his ghost. No, it's a familiar spirit. And they take on that persona of being the dead person, and that's why it's called familiar. It's a spirit that conjures up the dead or ghosts and pretended communication with the dead. It also includes sorcery and divination. We know that it's appointed unto man once to die, Darren, and then the grave. So we know every man goes to the grave. And so these are not ghosts of the dead people. These are familiar spirits.
Now, I'd say this: sorcery, divination, calling up the dead, all of that is an abomination in God's sight.
It really is.
In other words, that's a number 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. God says, I hate that.
That's right. And some of the scriptures are in Leviticus 20, verse 6, 1 Samuel 28, verse 7, 1 Chronicles 10, 13, Isaiah 29, 4, and then a spirit of divination is found in the New Testament in Acts 16, verse 16.
So you know, then we move on to a spirit of death, which is behind so many things. Matter of fact, I believe that a master spirit of death is behind all sickness, certainly behind abortion and suicide. And I want to say this to you. Several years ago, God gave me a revelation on this matter of abortion. Mm-hmm. He said what Satan wants to do is take the energy out of that baby's blood that is taken in an illegal act of killing that baby. And because the devil's kingdom does not recreate any new life or new energy, it can't produce life. So his kingdom basically is running down. Mm-hmm. Well, he wants to sap that energy from that baby's blood or from the anointing on a prophet or a minister's life. He wants to live on borrowed or stolen energy.
Yes.
To keep his kingdom going. So that spirit of death is a root spirit of barrenness, for example,
yes,
unfruitfulness,
that's right.
And death. And we find that in 2 Kings 2, verse 21.
That's right. If you know of someone that just can't have children for some reason, and we use all kind of scientific jargon, but I believe that as we pray and we rebuke that spirit of death,
right,
over that young woman or the husband, and we pour in a spirit of life, a spirit of life, I believe that God will turn that around for them. I really do, Darren. I believe in this spiritual process that we're talking about. I really do.
Well, if they're barrenness, call it exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. I rebuke and command that spirit of barrenness to leave this couple. And I know they can go to fertility clinics and all kinds of stuff, but I'll tell you, the best fertility clinic I know of is to go to the Holy Spirit and say, we want this spirit of barrenness rebuked and this curse of the generations, because many times is there barrenness in one generation. It's been on up the family tree.
That's right.
Bind that thing and cast it out and loose a spirit of fruitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest. We're talking here about sperma.
That's right.
And they will have children.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Well, the lying spirit is another spirit that we see a lot in this world, especially right now. We see people that evil is good to them and good is, the whole thing is twisted and turned around. And
well, the Bible says they'll call evil good and good evil.
Evil, that's
right.
That's
exactly what this is.
It is. And so we see a lying spirit, and that's strong delusions. There are some people that have really strong delusions. They believe in something that is a lie, and their whole life is built on a lie. Then we have exaggerations, and I liked what this one evangelist said. He said, evangelistically speaking, a lot of people exaggerate, and they do. It's like elastic. They just stretch it and stretch it out of proportions.
Well, what that evangelist might be saying is some people say, well, there are 2,000 people in a meeting. Maybe there are 400.
That's right, and that's exaggeration.
Elastically stretching the numbers.
That's a spirit of lying. Let's call it what it is. Then there's hypocrisy and flattery. Do you know flattery is one of those lying spirits that make... Have you ever had somebody come up to you and just compliment you till you really felt bad? You didn't feel good anymore. You almost felt bad. Well, this flattery is not godly. This flattery, this person is trying to manipulate you and control you by complimenting you and not really doing anything godly.
I would also say this, Barbara, where there's anointing, people are drawn to the anointing.
Mm.
I've had people come up and say, I like your clothes, I like, you know, something.
Yeah.
And really what they're drawn to is the anointing. And we have to be, as spiritual people, very perceptive to say, why is this person kind of over the edge here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about Hollywood, man. We got to have an award. We got to have an Oscar. We got to have something.
Yes.
And, I mean, Hollywood is taking this thing absolutely to the max, but we don't want to be a part of that.
That's
we want
right.
to be a part of truth.
That's right. And so, yes, if you see a tendency for a lying spirit in a friend or even in yourself, God, I am always exaggerating. I cut that off in the name of Jesus. And in that place of that lying spirit, I ask Father God that you bring a spirit of truth into my life, and he will. That lying spirit is found in 2 Chronicles 18:21-22, and also 2 Chronicles 33:6.
You know, along with that, Barbara, many times comes an angry spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, when people want to exaggerate, if